Good morning. From the Radio Dubuque Newsroom, I'm Tim Larry. KCRG TV 9 First Alert forecast for this Tuesday, May 30th, partly cloudy and a high of 86. Two men were taken into custody early Sunday morning following a disturbance in downtown Dubuque that resulted in a man being stabbed several times. Dubuque police say the incident happened around 3 o'clock near 30 Main Street. According to authorities, 25-year-old Corey Jones had to be taken to the hospital and underwent surgery after being stabbed. 32-year-old Lorenzo Eggleston was arrested and charged with willful injury causing serious injury and interference with official acts. Also arrested and charged with participating in a riot was 20-year-old Davell Faulkner of Iowa City. Police say Eggleston had a black folding knife in his bag and blood on his clothing when he was arrested. Quad Cities TV station KWQC reports a woman was rescued from that partially collapsed apartment building in downtown Davenport last night. Officials have been making plans to demolish the six-story apartment building after it partially collapsed on Sunday evening, injuring at least one person and displacing several residents and businesses. No fatalities were reported. Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation for Scott County in response. A University of Dubuque student-athlete was identified as the victim of a drowning in central Iowa over the weekend. The body of 21-year-old Urias Bargiolo of Johnston, who was a member of the UD men's track and field team, was found Sunday morning near a boat ramp on Red Rock Lake. Bargiolo was reportedly swimming with a group of people Saturday evening when he went underwater and did not resurface. A Bettendorf man was injured in a one-vehicle rollover accident near Galena last night. The Joe Davis County Sheriff's Department reports the accident happened around 7:45 on Route 84 North near the intersection with South Furlong Road. Authorities say a pickup driven by 34-year-old Joshua Knowles veered off the road and into the ditch, striking an embankment and rolled over. Knowles was taken by Galena EMS to Mercy One Medical Center in Dubuque for treatment of injuries. The accident remains under investigation. Two Dubuque state legislators will be hosting a legislative education wrap-up event today. Democratic Representative Lindsey James and State Senator Pam Yoakum hosting the event for educators from all levels in the education community this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Keystone AEA offices on Cheney Road in Dubuque. James and Yoakum will be discussing recently passed bills dealing with education and answer questions. The education wrap-up event is being sponsored by the Iowa State Education Association. Dubuque Area Congregations United are inviting you to attend a community tour of the Dubuque Food Pantry at its new location at 1310 White Street this evening at 7 o'clock. Greeters will be directing to nearby parking. The food pantry says there is a need right now for non-perishable food donations to help assist with the need. For more information on the food pantry, visit their website, dbqfoodpantry.com. And with the weather forecast calling for temperatures reaching in the 80s to near 90 degrees this week, the City of Dubuque pools could be a good place to cool off. Dubuque Leisure Services Department says both Flora and Sutton pools opening for the season today. For additional information or questions regarding the pools or the Family Scholarship Program that's available, visit cityofdubuque.org or contact the Leisure Services Office. On Twitter, follow us at Radio DBQ News. From the Radio Dubuque Newsroom, I'm Tim Larry.